Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. On a day when the world comes together to celebrate the ancient Indian discipline of yoga, it's fascinating to note that this cultural phenomenon has grown from a diplomatic initiative into one of the largest synchronized public health and cultural events on the global calendar. The 12th International Day of Yoga was observed on 21st June 2026 under the theme Yoga for Healthy Aging or Swasth Ayu Ke Liye Yoga. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the main national event at Red Road, Kolkata, performing the 45-minute common yoga protocol alongside thousands of participants. What makes this significant is that the 2026 edition is notable because its theme links an ancient discipline to a contemporary demographic challenge, the aging of populations across India and the world. Now let us turn to the historical context. The idea of a dedicated day for yoga was proposed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his address to the 69th session of the United Nations General Assembly, or UNGA, on 27 September 2014. He framed yoga as a holistic approach to health and well-being and as a gift of India's heritage to humanity. The UNGA adopted Resolution 69/131 on 11 December 2014, declaring 21 June as the International Day of Yoga. Crucially, the resolution was co-sponsored by a record 175 nations, the highest number of co-sponsors for any UNGA resolution of its kind at the time, signaling broad cross-regional support. But why 21st June? 21st June is the summer solstice, the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. In many cultures, the solstice carries spiritual significance, and in the yogic tradition it marks a transition that aligns well with the themes of balance and renewal central to yoga. The 2026 edition has some key facts worth noting. The common yoga protocol is a standardized 45-minute sequence of warm-ups, asanas, pranayam and meditation designed by the Morarji Desai National Institute of Yoga, or MDNIY, so that participants across the world can perform the same routine simultaneously. A Guinness World Record was set for the most viewers for a YouTube live yoga stream, with 435,831 viewers in a single live session on 14 June 2026. This is precisely a viewership record for a live online stream, and not a record for the largest physical gathering of people performing yoga. Now, let us look at the theme, Yoga for Healthy Aging. The 2026 theme responds to a structural shift. India's population is gradually aging, the share of citizens above 60 is rising and is projected to climb significantly by the middle of the century. An aging society faces a higher burden of non-communicable diseases, or NCDs, such as hypertension, diabetes, arthritis, and cognitive decline. Yoga, as a low-cost, non-pharmacological intervention, is positioned here as a tool for active and healthy aging, improving flexibility, balance, reducing fall risk, respiratory function and mental well-being among the elderly. This aligns the cultural event with public health policy and with the global discourse on the longevity dividend. Yoga is not just about health, it is also a form of soft power and diplomacy. Beyond health, the International Day of Yoga is a flagship of India's cultural diplomacy. The participation of 210-plus Indian missions abroad and gestures such as the External Affairs Minister practicing yoga with foreign envoys at Nehru Park in New Delhi illustrate how yoga functions as an instrument of soft power, projecting Indian civilizational heritage and goodwill internationally. Now, let us turn to the analysis and way forward. The challenge is to move the International Day of Yoga from a once-a-year spectacle to sustained behavior change. The way forward includes integrating evidence-based yoga modules into the Ayushman Bharat Health and Wellness Centers for preventive geriatric care. strengthening research and standardization through institutions like MDNIY so that therapeutic claims are clinically validated. Linking yoga to the National Program for Health Care of the Elderly, or NPHC, to operationalize the 2026 theme. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 1, which covers Indian heritage and culture, as yoga is part of India's intangible cultural heritage and its global propagation. It is also relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers international relations and health, as it involves soft power, cultural diplomacy, India at multilateral fora, and health as a public good. For prelims, remember the UNG Resolution 69/131, the 175 co-sponsors figure, the Nodal Ministry of Ayush, MDNIY, and the significance of the summer solstice. For mains, you could discuss how India has leveraged yoga as an instrument of soft power and preventive public health. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The idea of a dedicated day for yoga was proposed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the 69th UNG on 27 September 2014. The UNG Resolution 69/131 was adopted on 11th December 2014 and was co-sponsored by a record 175 nations. The first International Day of Yoga was observed on 21st June 2015. The 2026 theme is Yoga for Healthy Aging or Swasthayu Ke Liye Yoga, and it is the 12th edition. The nodal body is the Ministry of Ayush, and the Common Yoga Protocol was developed by MDNIY. A Guinness World Record was set for the most viewers of a YouTube live yoga stream with 435,831 viewers on 14th June 2026. The significance of yoga as a cultural phenomenon and its relevance to India's soft power and public health initiatives underscore the importance of this ancient discipline in modern times, with far-reaching implications for India's strategic position on the global stage.